Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Cull, written by Tony Park and read by Simone Gashat. For Nicola. Part 1. The Knot. She killed quietly, strangling the life out of her victim. It was her special skill. The ability to take her life in the darkness without making a sound. She was a single mother, and she did what she did for the sake of her daughter and herself, and she thought nothing of the act. She had stalked her quarry carefully, creeping through the dry African bush under the bright light of a full clear moon. She had paused in the shadow of a giant jackalberry tree and watched him. He cut a handsome figure, silhouetted against the silvery waters of the Sabi River. He was watchful, alert, looking around him and sniffing the wind for danger. She had dropped to her belly and, with even more care than before, crept until she was within striking distance. He'd gone back to eating, one of the two things males usually had on their minds, and it was then that she had launched herself from the darkness. It was quick, it was clean, it was necessary. It was what she had been designed for, what she had spent her life perfecting, killing. She needed to go about her business in silence, because she too was being hunted. She had enemies, male and female, who were bigger, stronger than her, and some were far better armed than her. The whispered voices of women were carried on the cool night breeze through the South African bush. In their language, Xitsonga, they called the killer Ingwe, and they were acutely aware of the danger she posed to them. They may have all been females, Ingwe and the women who patrolled the bush around her, but they were still enemies. Ingwe listened, all her senses alert, as the life ebbed from the victim in her grasp. When at last he was still, she laid him at her feet. She lifted her head and sniffed the wind. The women were getting closer. "Be quiet," a voice hissed. A lion called, mercifully far off, but a baboon barked its wahoo warning call. The baboon hadn't seen her, but it might have seen the women, or possibly a spotted hyena. Ingwe sensed imminent danger. The women were getting closer, and as she had feared, a hyena lent its eerie whooping call to the cacophony of chattering baboons. Her enemies were closing in on her, but she would survive. She had to, for the sake of her daughter. Ingwe grasped the neck of the impala ram firmly in her strong jaws, lifted him, and climbed up the jackalberry tree, out of reach and sight of the women who passed below her.